RT Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage. Built for endless inspiration, the all-new Sportage. Now at your local Kia dealer.
And here with the sports news, a very newsy sports news, is Damien O'Mara.
Yeah, it's a busy morning. Thanks, Rachel. Good morning to you. It's Gaelic Games to begin. The Mayo forward Tommy Conroy has emerged as an injury concern after picking up what's reported this morning as a serious knee injury playing for NUIG in the Sigerson Cup last night. He suffered the injury shortly before the end of the first half. He didn't re-emerge for the second half after getting treatment on the pitch during the half-time break. NUIG beat Letterkenny IT by 3 points to reach the semi-finals of the competition. Conroy played the full 70 minutes for Mayo last Sunday as they drew with Donegal in the opening round of the Allianz Football League. In soccer, for the first time in 11 years, Glasgow Celtic and Rangers will meet tonight in a midweek Old Firm derby. The game at Celtic Park will kick off at 7:45. Celtic trail Rangers by 2 points in the Scottish Premiership table. They're without a win in the fixture in their last 7 meetings. The Scottish Championship club Raith Rovers have defended the signing of the Scottish international striker David Goodwillie despite a backlash from fans, sponsors and club employees. The 32-year-old was found guilty of rape in a civil trial in 2017. No criminal charges were ever taken from an event which took place in 2011. A number of employees, including the captain of the club's women's team, have resigned their positions. The club's long-standing sponsor, the crime writer Val McDermott, has also ended her association with the club. In a statement last night, Raith said that they had considered their position as a community club before the signing, going on in a statement to describe the player as a proven goal scorer. The first of the semi-finals of this year's African Cup of Nations take place this evening. Burkina Faso and Senegal meet at 7 o'clock. Neither country has ever won the competition. Now to the NFL, where the former Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores has filed a class action lawsuit against the NFL and its franchises, alleging racial discrimination in their hiring practices. Flores was fired by the Dolphins last month despite leading them to back-to-back winning seasons for only the first time since 2003. This has been described as a landmark case in NFL history. Just one of the 32 franchises now have a black coach, despite them being mandated to speak to minority coaches when vacancies arise. Flores' suit describes the league as racially segregated, saying it is run like a plantation. He claims he was token interviewed by the New York Giants for a vacant job despite them already offering the position to their current head coach. He also says he was offered a $100,000 bonus for every game his team lost during the 2019 season in order to secure a higher position in the 2020 NFL draft. News of that action comes just hours after Tom Brady announced his retirement from the sport after 22 seasons during which he won 7 Super Bowls. The Brady news completely overshadowed in a lot of the coverage by the Flores case this morning.
It's funny, just as you mentioned Tom Brady, I was reading about him recently. Maybe this is widely known, but I hadn't come across it before. His people, I think his great-great-grandparents left Ireland during the famine, which is an extraordinary legacy, really. It also sounds as though, from what I was reading, that, you know, he's pretty keen to be claimed by Ireland. Like, you know, I'd say now he'd head a St. Patrick's Day parade for, yeah, somebody if they wanted
him. I think he's been spotted around Ireland from time to time, maybe a little bit discreetly. I know they played in England a couple of years ago and he got great mileage out of pointing out to the English media how Irish he was and used that somewhat to try and wind up the crowds over there. So you never know, maybe there's, I don't know, is there a rugby position somewhere along the line, you know? Himself and Johnny Sexton could battle it out for out half yet, so we'll...
What age is he now?
Well, Johnny Sexton says he's going to go on till the next World Cup, so there's hope for Tom Brady after 22 seasons in the NFL, so
I'm sure the calls are going in already.
We'll wait and see. Incidentally, the Irish rugby squad will complete their training camp in Portugal today. They fly back to Dublin later ahead of Saturday's opening Guinness Six Nations game against Wales at the Aviva. The English forwards Courtney Laws and Johnny Hill have both been ruled out of the opening game away to Scotland. Laws recovering from concussion. Hill has a foot injury. Ulster's Craig Gilroy has been cited for his first half challenge on Tom Rogers of Scarlets in the URC last Friday. Gilroy was sin-binned in the 22nd minute of the game after his shoulder made contact with the head of Rogers, who was substituted. The Winter Olympics torch relay has begun in Beijing ahead of the opening ceremony, which will take place at lunchtime Irish time on Friday. 1,200 participants, half of whom are frontline workers, will take part in a stripped back relay. For the first time, the torch will also be exchanged between two robots, so a bit of history for the Beijing Games, and none of that taking place today at Dundalk, which hosts racing, where the first of 8 is away from 1:30.